handed out little slips of paper, and I asked you all to just tell me some questions that were on your mind. And I don't know if you were here. If you're not, the talk is going to go on Facebook. It goes on at 11 o'clock today. It's scheduled to go on. But it was so interesting to pass out the little slips of paper and ask everybody to come up with a question. And I went ahead and read all the answers, even though I only got to answer about five of them. And what was interesting, there was one theme that kept occurring that people kept asking. I would say probably half the other people. And it was this concept of faith. You know, the questions were, how do I have more faith? How do I express more faith? How do I live faith? How do I have faith in what it is that I want? Some were specific. How do I have faith in God? There's some wonderful definitions of faith. You know, Jesus Christ himself said that as you believe, so shall it be done unto you. There's nothing more important than what you believe. Your life is a reflection of your thoughts. That's the good news and the bad news. The bad news is it's you. The good news is it's you. Because it's you, you can change you. And the way you change you is to begin to have faith. There's two great definitions of faith that I want to share with you, and then I want to weave them together. And neither one of them come from the dictionary. One comes from the Bible, and the other comes from Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, the Unity movement, which is the religion, I guess you'd call, that I'm ordained in. People always say they don't like organized religion, and I always say, well, Unity is about as disorganized as you can get, so you'll be good with us. This is from Hebrews 11, 1. This is the Apostle Paul writing, and he said, you've heard this, I'm sure. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to get into both of these, but let me read that again. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Excuse me, I'm going to say it right this time. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's from Hebrews 11, 1. Charles Fillmore puts it this way. Faith is the perceiving faculty of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. I'm going to take these one at a time. Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is not hoping for something. And then if we hope enough, we please God. And the faithometer goes, wee! And God goes, okay, give them what they want. That's not how it works. It has nothing to do with pleasing God. It has to do with having that belief because itself is the substance of what it is you want. Your very faith is the substance that creates it. Does that make sense? This is pretty strong stuff. And it's not about having faith in God. Why put a middleman in there? All good things that are good for you are desires from God anyway. Why not simply have faith knowing that and become a partner with God who gave you the desire in the first place? Faith is the substance. It is the stuff, literally, that it's made of. And I love this because Charles Fillmore, in his book Prosperity, which I highly recommend if you want to be confused. Anyway, in his book, he talks about how faith and God are basically the same thing. That once we acknowledge the presence of God, we are having faith in the moment. We are actually having faith. So faith is the substance. Charles Fillmore says that God is the substance. It's the gunk. If you can imagine that literally everything is all made out of the same stuff, right? It's all made out of the atoms and all of that. Well, the stuff that you have yet to see and have yet to get to are made already in the realm of spirit, in God's realm. The stuff is already there. And your faith is the substance that calls it all together so that it can be made. The Bible goes on to say, it's not only the substance, it's the evidence. Your faith is the proof. When you have faith, that means absolutely core in your gut, believe that it is going to happen. It's there. It's real. It exists. I read a book this past week about a man who was born in New York City. And he was in a family that was very unloving and was very cruel to him and critical of him. And to make matters worse, he suffered from a weight problem, as I did as a child. And in addition to that, he was born without a right ear. Completely deaf, no ear, just a little stub. And everyone called him Stanley the One-Eared Monster. And he talks about kids calling him that and thinking, how could you say that to me? How could you hurt me like that? And then one day on his 12th birthday, he saw the Beatles play on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he decided he was going to be a rock star. And so when people called him Stanley the One-Eared Monster, he said, I am Stanley the Rock Star. The book is about Paul Stanley, the co-founder of KISS, one of the biggest bands of all time. The one who is the sex symbol with the star on his eye, that was Stanley the One-Eared Monster. But he had faith that he absolutely was going to be a rock star. He worked his butt off because he had faith. Faith and hard work go hand in hand. You have faith, so you work hard. You work hard, you see a little bit more evidence. It feeds your faith. Do you see? That's why faith literally is the evidence. Charles Fillmore put it this way, and they used to always say, you had to know this. This is the one thing you had to get out of ministerial school, is knowing this. So I'm going to read it. Faith is the perceiving faculty of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. I personally love Charles Fillmore's quote. It is the perceiving faculty of the mind. Your faith, when you start to believe in something, you are saying that I perceive this as a possibility. I always say, don't get jealous if somebody has something you have and you don't have it. That's proof that God makes one. And you can get one. Okay? So when you start having faith, you literally are perceiving that what it is that you want exists, and it is linked with the ability to shape substance. That's what I like about it. You become a 3D printer. You ever seen a 3D printer work? Those things are so cool. And they're making little stuff out of plastic. And they make everything out of the same thing, which is the point of both what the Bible and Charles Fillmore are trying to tell us, and that all the stuff is made out of the same stuff. It's made out of God. And we live in a made-to-order universe, and the way we order it is through our faith. Do you realize as soon as you stop having faith that something's going to happen, you've just canceled your order at the universe? It'd be just the same as getting online and telling Amazon, I don't believe you're going to bring it to me, so forget it. And Amazon goes, whatever, I don't care, we'll go on to the next one. And the same is true for God. You only have to believe it until it happens. That's really all it takes. Faith is the reason we have to allow time for it to happen is because God has to have time to shuffle all the cards so that yours comes to the top. That's what I always think. Well, it hasn't happened yet. Well, you know what? I believe it and I know it. I absolutely believe it. And God is just shuffling the deck so that my card is going to come to the top. And this is true in every area of your life, whether you want to be successful, make a lot of money, whether you want to be a happy person, whether you want to figure out the best butterscotch cookie recipe. Believe you can. You go at it first believing you can, then you discover it. That's what faith is. And we need to begin to have faith in all areas of our life. I've decided that faith, I love acronyms because they're so easy to remember. Faith is an acronym. Do you know what faith means? fully allow it to happen. Fully allow it to happen. It doesn't mean sitting there and going, oh, this has got to happen. I've got to send out energy waves and then God's going to vibrate and turn on the 3D printer and everything. No, it just simply means getting the heck out of your way. It means setting your intention, giving it your attention, and approaching it with no tension. Your intention, give it your attention, and approach it with no tension. That's how you fully allow it to happen. When you worry, you're not fully allowing it to happen. When you doubt, you're not fully allowing it to happen. When you have a backup plan, you're not fully allowing it to happen. Do you realize, if you believe the Christian Bible, that all of a sudden God took every species on the planet and put it on a boat and set it out while all the others died, meaning that was the only soul once, and there wasn't even a lifeboat? Because God doesn't need lifeboats. So what is it you want to have faith in? If you were one of those people that wrote it last week, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. I was talking to Edwin Gaines a few weeks ago, our good friend who wrote the Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity and taught me and Marty how to tithe and just changed our lives. And I was telling her about something that I was struggling with in my life, as we all tend to do with our mother figures or whatever. And she said, oh, darling, it's all going to work out great. And I said, well, I wish I had your faith. And she said, well, darling, have it. Have it. Who's holding you back? I have, through faith, some amazing things have happened in my life. And yet, for some reason, after they happen, I forget that it's a process. It's really just a process. When we decided that we wanted to give the 6 millionth complaint free bracelet to Dr. Maya Angelou, take that back, when I decided and convinced everybody else, we didn't know Maya Angelou. I wasn't a celebrity. Nobody knew me. There was no way. I called my publisher and said, who also published I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, one of her greatest books. And I said, I want to get in touch with another author. And they said, sure. And I said, Maya Angelou. And they just started laughing. They said, she doesn't talk to other people. She doesn't endorse authors. She doesn't do things like that. So you know what I did? I went around and told everyone I was giving Maya Angelou the 6 millionth complaint free bracelet. I didn't say I want to. I didn't say I hoped to. And I didn't tell them that I'd already tried and failed several times because I couldn't get through. I just kept saying it's going to happen. That's what? Faith. That's faith. One day I'm standing at Unity Village. I run into a woman I was in ministerial school with. And I mentioned to her, as I was doing to everybody, everybody wants to know how the complaint free thing's going. I'm telling her 6 millionth bracelet's going to give to Maya Angelou. And she said, tell her I said hi. And I said, I will. And then I turned my back and I went, what? And I said, do you know her? Turns out this woman used to book her as a speaker. She made one phone call and I was invited into Dr. Maya Angelou's home for the afternoon. Because I had faith. Because I kept saying it was going to happen. People always say to me, I need more faith. No, you don't. You just need to put it in stuff working out instead of putting the faith in the stuff not working out. Because what we do is we say, I want this to happen. And we believe it, and we believe it, and it's not happening, and when the heck is it going to happen? And we keep going to the oven and opening it to see why the cake isn't being baked, which keeps it from baking, because every time we look to see if it's done and it's not, we tell ourselves it's not done. And faith is telling yourself it already is done, it just hasn't shown up yet. And always holding that image. It is done, it just hasn't shown up yet. And you do it a little bit every day. whenever the issue, the thought, whatever it is, comes into your mind, you close your eyes and you see it done the way you want it done. If you have an issue with a person, if you're having a physical malady, one of the things I've always done is I've noticed if like one elbow is hurting, I can't imagine it not hurting. Have you noticed that? If it's really hurting, it's like, I see it not hurting. I see it. So I start visualizing the other elbow, which doesn't hurt, and imagine this elbow feeling like that. A little bit every day. A little bit every day. A little bit every day. How many of you all have heard of the Bonterre Mine in southern Missouri? Anybody know what I'm talking about, Mary? Bonterre Mine, it's interesting because we talk so much about peace and everything. 90% of the bullets that were used in every war from the Civil War all the way up to the Vietnam War were mined out of the Bonterre Mine right here in our beautiful Missouri, in southern Missouri. It's a lead mine. It's one of the world's largest lead mines. And now it's one of the coolest places to scuba dive. And I've dived it because it's over 1 billion gallons underground. It's a lake underground. Over 1 billion gallons. But here's what's interesting. They had pumps from before the Civil War pumping water out of that mine, very little bits. And shortly after the Vietnam War, they closed the mine, so they turned the pumps on, which allowed the water to just drop. Just a little bit. Every day. They didn't block it. They fully allowed it to happen every day, and it filled up over 1 billion gallons, a drop at a time. And as the Buddha said, drop by drop, the bucket is filled. Whatever you need to fill in your faith bucket, you need to do it a little bit every day. As you're lying in bed at night, it's one of the best times. Imagine it already done and then give it to God. Get out of the way and fully allow it to happen because it's supposed to. The very fact that you want it is divine inspiration. Okay? Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, we give thanks for the desires of our heart, which are indeed divine. And we give thanks for the faith, which brings things to us. They allow us to grow. They allow us to change. They allow us to align ourselves with you. Thank you, God, for this power we have. And in this holiday season, let us demonstrate our faith. Peace on earth, goodwill toward all people. And so it is. Amen.